You're listening to Tim James Unleashed. Get ready to discover hard-hitting truths on how to embrace a vibrant, healthy, energetic life. Join me as I share my exciting spiritual journey to self-healing and maintaining optimal health for over 13 years alongside inspiring special guests. We will help you to demystify and illuminate your path to self-transformation, spiritual awareness, and growth. And we'll do it one episode at a time. Let's go. What's up, health heroes? Tim James here with another exciting episode of Tim James Unleashed. Today in the house, we have one of my special friends, Andy Pace, thegreendesigncenter.com. Andy is a version of me in the building materials space. And he's one of the few people I know that's as committed to chemicals and chemical removal and awareness of chemicals and stuff like that and getting them out of our environment. Because of all the devastation that we've seen on the human body and where people are struggling and suffering with these chemicals. So this is I've had him on before. It was episode 57. If you want to go back and listen to the original one, it's quite 3 years ago, actually had him on. And we're going to have a great conversation here today and just kind of bring more awareness to how important it is to make sure that your environment, your home, the place that you spend a majority of your time in, and your bedroom where you sleep, where you're spending a lot of time in, the air you breathe, the water you drink, the food you eat, all these things, but your home, every surface on the home is either killing you or it could be neutral or it could be beneficial, right? So where are your surfaces in your home? We're going to shed a lot of light on this today. We're going to also, for those of you specifically, there's a product in there he's going to talk about that I've used here on my mom and dad's home when we remodeled it. I used a remodeled chicken coop, and we were able to kill black mold, kill it. And Andy's actually very excited because we have, because for those of you that have been following us, you know about our healthy nano silver product called Electric Silver. And for me as a health coach, it's unbelievable because it actually works on mold in the body. And if you're not ready to remodel your home or build a home right now, but you're dealing with maybe mold issues from a previous home or a previous apartment or whatever, or you're in the middle of it right now, like with the Electric Silver solution for your own personal body, coating your body with this and coating your cells with this to kill all this mold and yeast and fungus and all this other stuff too, but mold specifically, in this talk today, and also just having some of this Caliwell paint where you can seal off your home, seal off the rafters, seal off the basement, and for farm use and stuff like that, where there's a lot of moisture and animals and stuff like that. We talked about old school, how, farmers used to lime wash the barns, very alkaline to kill the mold and keep it back so it wouldn't eat the wood and rot the wood so the building would last longer. Because, I mean, who wants to rebuild their homes and their barns all the time? And in the meantime, we don't want these environments to be killing us and causing problems. And I can tell you, after coaching people for years and years, that we would do a lot of detoxing, clean up the gut, flood their body with nutrients. But a lot of times this mold thing, big, big problem. And as soon as people figured it out, diagnosed it, solved it, their health and their life got back on track so they could be happy and vibrant and raise their vibrational frequency. So I hope you enjoy this interview with Andrew Pace. So here we go. Here's Andrew. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tim. It's great to be here.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. Been way too long.
Yeah. We thought it was like a year or two, and it's been 3 years.
Yeah. It's funny. You blink and 3 years pass.
3 years. And for the listeners out there, I got to tell you guys, Andy Pace at the Green Design Center, he's one of my favorite people. I got so excited when I met you because I found somebody that actually understood chemicals at the level that I did and how much debt. I mean, nobody's in the middle of it more than you and me, right?
Seriously. I mean, I don't know a thousandth of what you know health-wise, personal health-wise, human health-wise. But for me, it's all about building materials. And my friends affectionately call me a walking encyclopedia of building materials. And so I like to break things down into, chemical components and find out exactly what's going to work for somebody based upon their health needs.
Yeah. And it's been so long. I mean, oh man. So think about it. Anytime you want to remodel your home, or you want to build a home, or you want to do anything where somebody or something you care about is going to be living in it. We don't even think about these things. And I can tell you, in my experience, I knew it was like jackpot when I found you, because I would be talking to people and I'm like, your paint's killing you. Like you have a new baby on the way, and you just painted the room blue or pink or whatever. And now you've created a toxic coffin. It's gonna be like 4.5 years before all that stuff cures, and your baby's gonna be sucking in those toxic chemicals. And then you explained to me that the VOC free paint's not always is what it's cracked up to be at all. And so, just to give a real recap, like, this is the guy that was like on the board of all this LEED certified architecture stuff. He walked away from it. Why don't you just tell the little quick snaps, you know, the little backstory, just to, as a refresher for the people that heard you 3 years ago, and for the new people, so they know who you are and what you're all about.
So about 34 years ago, I was involved in a project where my family, we've had a commercial construction material supply business that dates back to the 30s. My family, we were working on a project in Milwaukee supplying a water-based coating for a project. Long story short, people got sick in the building from these water-based coatings. We all thought water-based meant it's safe, it's water-based. I had three of my own workers taken to the hospital because of inhalation complications. They couldn't breathe because of these materials. Come to find out that water-based just means that 50% of the liquid component is actually water, and the rest can be whatever solvent you want to use. Now, fast forward. Every manufacturer of paint today makes a zero VOC paint. Why? Because they're trying to meet the EPA regulations for outdoor air pollution. You know, the EPA is not the HPA. They're not the Human Protection Agency. They could care less about the human occupants. They care about the environment. So all these paint manufacturers are making eco-friendly paints that don't contribute to pollution. But inside of your home, they're still releasing, it could be sometimes thousands of chemicals into the air. And those can be released out of the paint for a minimum of 2 to 4 years after you use them. So
but that's still pollution. It's going into the air. Whether it goes in the air or water, it's still freaking pollution, dude.
It's pollution, yes, but not by the EPA definition. The EPA definition of a VOC is a volatile organic compound. It's a carbon-based molecule that's readily vaporized at room temperature that could rise to the upper atmosphere, react with nitrogen and UV, and create smog. 100%. That's it. That's why the EPA cares about VOCs. Inside of your house, there's not enough nitrogen, there's not enough UV to create smog, right? So why do we care about VOCs? Well, some of them can be dangerous for humans. Some VOCs are dangerous for humans. Some ingredients in paints and coatings and carpeting and all that aren't VOCs at all, but they will continue to off-gas for years, if not decades afterwards, and they can be very, very dangerous.
Tell them about the hospitals and what happens when you go, when you get contracted to go in and do painting in hospitals. What happens?
Yeah, you know, years ago I brought in a truly toxin-free paint into a hospital, and had the painting contractor put it on, and they're putting it on. It's looking great. The hospital administrator and the head of the maintenance department says, this is great. We can't smell a thing. This is going to solve all these problems we have with people having to go home from, you know, work because of the odors. The painting contractor said, yeah, we're not using this stuff. It's lousy paint. We didn't get an explanation of why until later on, when we find out that the painting contractor has a deal that they can buy paint for the hospital and paint for all their side jobs at a very, very low negotiated rate. So they're afraid of just losing their profits. So they didn't want to go with the healthy stuff. They'll continue to use the dangerous paints because they're making more money at it. And so now it's, you know, going into a hospital to try to sell them on actually healthier products, it's almost impossible. It's all about the bottom line in the hospital.
Yeah. Well, you think if certain doctors and nurses and staff have to leave, what do you think it's doing to, because they're more susceptible, right? Just because they have a predisposition to a weakness in that area, they feel it more. It doesn't mean that all the other doctors and nurses and staff are not getting polluted. And it sure as hell doesn't mean the patients that are coming there in a compromised position already are becoming more compromised. I mean, literally the air is destroying their immune system, making them weaker so they can't fight infections and heal. And then the fluorescent lights is deadly, right? very sterile type of environments. Like, where's the plants? Where's the love? Where's the music? You know, where's the vibrational frequency? It's just not, it's not there. So the whole thing, you said it's all about the money, and it's really sad. Now, I also wanted you to speak a moment about, like, tell them about your position and what is LEED certified architecture, and then why you left. Like the ground up tire deal. Remember that?
Yeah. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. It's a building checklist, let's call it, for lack of a better term, that was created back in the late 90s by the United States Green Building Council. The United States Green Building Council is this large and now worldwide organization promoting energy efficient and sustainable building. There's nothing wrong with this. You know, I think buildings should be more energy efficient. I think we should be friendlier to the environment. If we have the opportunity to not poison the earth, let's take that opportunity to not poison the earth. The problem is that, from my perspective, they lost track of the fact that humans actually occupy these buildings. Humans live in these homes. And so when you promote energy efficiency and sustainable materials and methods, sometimes you have to give up on the human health side of things. And so I was on the board of directors of the Wisconsin affiliate of the USGBC, and I actually resigned under protest. I said, that's it. I'm done. I'm quitting the board. And here's why. Because all you want to do is promote energy efficient, sustainable ideas. You're forgetting about the human dwellers. You're forgetting about their health. And all they really wanted to do is exist. You know, their reason to exist was just to exist. And so they're more concerned about profit than they were about actually helping people. And so I got out of that. I got really out of just about every type of trade association I was in. And I concentrated on helping my customers, helping my clients around the world just live in a healthier house. And so I've been at this now since 1993. And I couldn't be more excited in my entire career. I am more excited now to be doing this than I was in the past 30 years. Because I think we're finally at the cusp of making a huge, huge change.
In everybody's dying so quickly.
Yes.
It's got to get so bad. We have to have 9/11 events every other day, which is happening already just with processed food. So most of my listeners don't know this, Andy, but back in the day, I actually imported stone flooring and countertops. And I did that for a while. So in that type of a business, you work with a lot of the tradesmen, installers, mm-hmm. and you also work with a lot of architectures places because they're speccing in your materials. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started building relationships with architects, and I remembered the LEED certified stuff. And that was kind of like the Holy Grail. Like, I wanted to be on the front of it. That's where business was happening. Like, people are doing this cool. And I was like, that's kind of cool. I'm like, we have natural stones. So we're actually putting natural stuff in. Even before I got into all this stuff, when I was still drinking, you know, beer and doing all this stupid shit and eating chemicals without knowing, it wasn't my fault, but I didn't know. I was excited about that LEED certified architecture and getting our stuff specced in and working with these high-end architecture firms. And then when I met you and come to find out, like, they would get massive credits for taking, you know, used truck car tires, grinding mm-hmm. them into these little chunks and then molding them in and making a floor out of it that's sitting there off gassing 24/7, where some people would actually walk in, have to turn around and leave the building because they're becoming asphyxiated.
Mm-hmm.
What that LEED certified healthy, that is the, there's no, what, you know, it's just blew my mind.
Yeah. I found this, there's a project many years ago. It was the first LEED home built in the state of Wisconsin. And I did a walk through the project along with a good friend of mine who was an interior designer who had extreme chemical sensitivities herself. And we were both really excited to walk through this home. We were in there for less than 5 minutes. She had to get out. She goes, I'm getting a raging headache. I can't do it. Yeah. And I confronted the builder. I said, you know, what's going on? Because this is supposed to be a LEED home project. And yet, I mean, I can smell. You've got carpeting in here. You've got particle board closet Absolutely. Systems. And like, well, the carpeting is eco-friendly because it uses corn as part of the fiber, you know, corn
part,
salt.
And, part, yeah, key word there.
Right. And then the particle board that's used in the closet systems, well, it's all FSC certified, you know, Forest Stewardship Council certified. I'm like, okay, nothing you told me tells me that this is a healthy home. You've just told me that you use some partially reclaimed materials and you use sustainably managed forests to get your wood from.
It's neither GMO one of those, corn.
Yeah. I mean, see, neither one of this is actually considered healthier. And so I started doing some additional digging and found out that the carpet that they specified and used in this project was releasing over 400 parts per billion of formaldehyde.
I want to that's a good point. So I don't talk about it much, but when you guys go to our website at chemicalfreebody.com, actually it was you, Andy, that turned me on to them, which was Austin Air.
Yeah.
So we have a wholesale arrangement with Austin Air. It's under Shopall. I think it's under Tim's Favorites. You'll see our air purifiers. This was a gift that Andy gave me, because most of these air purifiers are a pound of carbon. This one's 15 pounds. So it has like a pre-filter, 15 pounds of carbon. But the key is they mix that zeolite matrix into that carbon to get the formaldehydes off the carpets. And then it also has a HEPA filter.
Yeah.
Like some people are selling $500 to $1,000 units that are just HEPA. This is like two units, plus it takes out the formaldehyde. They're called, it's Austin Air. It's under Tim's Favorites, and you guys can check it out. Especially for wildfires, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I have mine literally 4 feet from me, and it runs 24/7.
Yeah.
My mom, before she passed away, I put one in her room. I had one out front in the living room for my dad. I have three of these units, and they're always on, always cleaning the air. Mm-hmm. And who would think that you're getting, okay, you have this LEED certified carpet and it's got a little bit of corn in it, but it's off-gassing 400 parts per million.
400 parts per billion, yeah.
Per billion of formaldehyde, and you're literally embalming yourself and embalming your children, embalming your grandchildren, and nobody thinks about this stuff because it's out of sight, out of mind. Again, it's these toxic, microscopic, no-see-em chemicals that are undermining and destroying our health at a cellular level, and we're aging faster, we're dying younger. In fact, I don't know if you've seen these charts, but it shows that the life expectancy of people in the United States is now less than it used to be, which means our children are now going to die younger than us. We are de-evolving as a species. Wow. And a big part of this, one of the big three, I call it, is toxic chemicals.
Mm.
Right? Toxic chemicals.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's a scary situation. Think back, I was just having a conversation with one of my consulting clients the other day, and we're trying to get a handle of how do you get rid of all the toxins, all the pollutants, all the electric magnetic fields, and so forth in your home. Think about the fact that 100 years ago, we didn't have plastics, we didn't have synthetics, we didn't have electromagnetic fields besides what was natural, you know, the Earth's polarity in the sun. That's it. So in the last 100 years, the human body has been subject to things that we've never had since man first existed on the Earth. Right? And so now...
Yeah, like ever.
Ever. And so now we have to build homes or remodel homes to protect us against ourselves, essentially, because we created this mess. Now we're trying to get rid of the mess, but, you know, still live within, you know, the confines of technology and the beautiful things. But 100 years ago, nobody had to worry about that.
Yeah.
And so the argument then is always, yeah, but our life expectancies are better now than they were back then. Sure, medicine has gotten better. But now, to your point, Tim, you just said, for the first time ever, human life expectancy has reduced.
There was a caveat to that too, because I was also in the life insurance industry. I was a financial advisor. I was licensed as a stockbroker, basically, by Series 6 and 66 and Series 7 and 66. That's what I had. But I also had a full-blown life insurance license. Actuaries are the ones that they're the super bean counters, and they know how much you need to charge somebody so that the company can make a profit, so they're not paying more out. And the reality was, is they're like, people are living longer. Well, they weren't, because the reality was, is when you go back to the 1800s, you would have a young woman that would have a death and a childbirth and two young people, then the baby and that young woman would be counted in that, right? Because of the advancements in prenatal care, they could save that baby with just a simple C-section. And the mortality rates would change. So instead of having, like, you know, a woman that would die young and somebody making it to 100 years old, average age 50, she would live because she didn't have die during her childbirth. And obviously so it was skewed to prenatal thing, but now it's like the graph is, even with all that going on, it's dropping. It's going down. And it's obvious. You look around the grocery store, everybody's freaking sick, dude.
Yeah.
And my heart is pounding everywhere I go. I'm just like, oh my God, I just want to tell everybody about this stuff, but you have to do it in the right format. And places like this, where you have shows and podcasts where people are coming to consume the content that are ready to change.
Right. It's a lot. It's a lot to digest.
Yes. No pun intended.
No pun intended. It's a lot to digest. I mean, I've gone on so many shows where I have to then apologize and say, listen, I'm not trying to scare the hell out of everybody. But the fact is that it's a scary topic. But then, all right, now we've dealt with the scary part of it. Now, how do we move forward?
Solutions.
Right. Right.
And again, for those of you that are new, if you're just new tuning into this show, it's like, don't take our word for it. Type in umbilical cord chemical. Those three words, umbilical cord chemical, into your browser and look and see what you find. You will find studies showing that since at least 2005, every time they test the umbilical cord blood for toxic chemicals, all the stuff him and I are talking about, which there's over 100,000 of them out there, and there's 2,000 new chemicals being released every year, and only 0.25% are tested. The rest are just, all right, let them go out there. Just let them out of the pen, and they're out there. Well, when they test for 400 of those chemicals, they'll find 71% of what they're looking for, about 250, and 180 cause cancer in humans. 212 cause developmental and brain disorders, and they're only looking for 400. Mm-hmm. There's over 100,000 out there. So if we extrapolate this out, there's the potential in your babies and yourself, you have 71,000 roughly chemicals in your blood. And it's crazy because as insane as this is, that cause cancer. And if you see childhood cancer rates skyrocketing, number one cause of death for children born 0 to 5, I believe it's brain cancer. And from 5 to 16, it's accidents. Followed by a tie, I believe, between brain cancer and like leukemias. All these are, I believe, are part of chemical problems. Oh. And then these concentrations that they're finding in the blood, guys, they're 500 to 1,000% more concentrated in your fat and your muscle tissue. Your fat is holding on to these toxins to save you from dying. And so this is why a lot of people are struggling with weight loss, because you're full of toxins. You have to get lots of water, pure water flowing through your body. And you have to start doing things to detox the body. Far infrared saunas, our toxin detox product, just zeolites. You need to do, you know, cilantro. You need to be eating fresh foods from nature, getting sprouts into your body, and helping the body to push all this crap out of yourself. And when you do that, you have to basically today, you have to have a detoxification lifestyle. Because you're always going to get polluted. It's in the air. It's in the water. It's in the food. So you start just fixing this shit. I fix my air. I got my air purified. I crack the windows no matter what. My water system's, you know, it's awesome. It's fixing the chemicals and that. I'm growing my own food. Now we're regenerating everything. Your clothing. Shit, if your clothing is polyester, if it's not natural fibers, that's a house wrapped around you every day. You're off-gassing right into the breast, right into the genital organs, into these high hormonal systems. I mean, I can go on and on about this stuff all day, but people have got to wake up and understand what is going on and be adults, take a little bit of action. And that's the whole thing, is what we're trying to do, is just help you guys have this information, not to fear you, but to inspire you to change your life. And so that you can live in this crazy world in a real way and in a healthy way. And be part of the solution, because as you change, you will hand out permission slips to your friends, family, and your neighbors. All right. That was all in one breath, by the way.
Yeah, very good. I will say, from my perspective, I always look at this and say, you know, people will say, well, you know, if I got to do all these things to improve my life, I mean, it's, where do you even start?
And water.
Just, yeah. Easiest thing. Start now.
Drink water.
Feel, you know, be proud of yourself for taking the first step. First step's the hardest, right? You know, from a perspective of living in a healthier home, first thing you can do is take your shoes off at the door, so you don't walk around the house with all these pollutants that you picked up.
Roundup.
Right, exactly. Roundup. Yeah. And so there are little things you can do to make a huge improvement. So don't feel like you have to do everything or nothing. Every little bit helps.
It helps a lot. And so baby steps. He's right. Baby steps, baby steps, baby steps. So what's new? I know you were talking about some air deal, since we just were talking about air, because we, you know, think about it. We're breathing in about 400 gallons an hour of air. Have you thought about that? That's a lot of gallons. What's in those 400 gallons every hour that you're breathing?
Yeah, so, you know, as we were talking about before, I've been involved in these different trade organizations over the years, different architectural groups, construction groups. I was on the board of directors of the Building Biology Institute for a few years. But I never really found that it was doing what I wanted it to do, not for me, but for the general public. I believe that those of us who are in one of these industries of, you know, health or building and so forth, if once you learn about this, it's up to us to then share that information. And I always thought that we were lacking a good organization to educate the public about the dangers that we have in our homes. And so last year I was on a an online summit from an organization called Change the Air Foundation. Change the Air Foundation.
Change the Air. Okay, got it.
Yep. Change the Air Foundation. And Change the Air Foundation was started by a couple of people who had personal experience with severe mold damage in a home. And, you know, one of them, she moved into this home that she thought was her dream house. And, you know, within a short amount of time, her kids started getting sick. Turns out that there's a horrible mold problem in the house. And it was missed by the inspectors, it was missed by the realtors. The original homeowners didn't say anything about it, of course, because they just wanted to get rid of the house. But turns out the house had this huge mold problem. Well, I've been seeing an uptick in phone calls in the last 5 years from clients around the country complaining of mold damage. One probably the biggest is what's called chronic inflammatory response syndrome, yeah. CIRS, which is becoming more and more of a talking point now. People are getting severely sick from mold exposure or bacterial exposure caused by building materials that are essentially rotting, let's call it.
Yeah.
And so Change the Air Foundation is all about educating the general public about what to look out for in your house when it comes to mold and bacterial issues. And now, because of my background in building science, I'm starting to talk more about the building materials, about the toxicity issues of these materials. So it's not just about the air quality, but it's about the materials in your home that could decrease the air quality or improve the air quality, depends on which way you look at it. Change the Air is also doing fantastic work at the municipal level to work with municipalities, states, hopefully sometime soon, you know, more federal organizations to
improve. Good luck.
Yep. But they're actually getting some laws passed around the country to improve the outlook on how we build our homes and how we test for mold and other toxins in the air.
Well, if they can prove it, which should be very easy to do.
Very easy to do.
Shouldn't be a problem. That would be right. Great. Actually.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm spending a lot of time working in this organization because I finally feel like there's a group that's out there who's doing the right thing. This is not about save the earth from a sustainability standpoint, you know, whether it's global warming, global cooling, whatever they want to call it. This is about helping people. This is about helping these kids who are developing, you know, alopecia because of mold exposure. There's a big story on the website about a girl named Aria who's losing her hair, you know, alopecia. And it turns out it's because of mold in the home. And this is becoming a bigger and bigger issue.
Well, if we get these, if Andy connects me to these folks, we'll have the owners from the Change the Air Foundation come on the show.
Love you got it. That. Yeah.
That would be awesome. Yeah. And it's just one of those things, man. It's if there's somebody told me a long time ago, if you had two fish bowls and you got a goldfish in each one and one of the fish starts getting sick, what would you do? What would you think? What was the first thing you think? There must be something in the fish's water that's making it sick. You wouldn't think, let's take the fish out of the bowl and start injecting chemicals in it or give it a surgery. You know, it's just those things can sometimes be necessary as far as surgeries goes. Like if you had a genetic issue, maybe you had a heart valve that was malformed. That's where the crisis care model Western medicine shines. We need that. They saved my life. I had an appendix that was just about ready to burst, and were able to save my life. Now, if I would have been eating healthfully instead of eating like a garbage gut and having processed foods, I probably wouldn't have had that issue in the first place. Could have avoided the whole thing, had a very wonderful vacation down in northern Peru, and not have it stunted by my poor health, ruining my vacation for myself and my wife and her dad. And it's horrible. Interesting. So change the air foundation,
Yes.
changetheair.com. Cool. Well, I'm glad you got hooked up with them. That's awesome. So what else is interesting about building? Let's say somebody wants to remodel their home, or what are some cool things, like, because I know sometimes there's what you were kind of consulting me, because I was like, I'm going to build a little yoga studio in my place, and you're like, oh, I've already done that, and you were going to help me with the materials and stuff like that. So is there anything, like, what are the common things that people are, just so you guys know, if you want to get consulted, that's what Andy's doing all day long. You can talk to him direct. He does consulting, and he can help you make sure that if you're remodeling or if you're building a home, that you can build it so it doesn't kill you. That's kind of a valuable service nowadays, I would guess.
And I can save you a lot of time of doing your own research. Every client that comes to me, every new client will say, I've been researching this for days, for weeks, for months, and I still can't figure this out. And I'll thank them for finding me and say, okay, well, I'll save you now the next 3 months, and I can tell you in an hour what you're going to possibly learn in the next 3 or 4 months on your own. And so you can, use that time for something else. Let me say this. 90% of the toxicity issues that you'll come across in a home due to the materials in the home, 90% of those things will come from the things you see and touch on a daily basis. This is going to be your flooring materials, your walls and ceilings, your painted surfaces, your cabinetry and woodwork, and then your own personal furnishings, your window treatments, area rugs, furniture, things like that. So that's 90%. So if anybody says, what are the big things I can take care of to make my home healthier? Well, those are the big four things: floors, walls, cabinets, and furniture and furnishings. That last 10%, though, comes from the things you never see, you never touch. It's behind the walls, above the ceiling, below the floor. Your insulation, your plumbing materials, your electrical wiring, your HVAC system. That'll account for about 10% of the chemical off-gas in your home. But that last 10% is also where we need to focus on the building structure, the shell, to protect against mold and bacterial issues down the
Yeah.
road. So we want to take time in choosing the right materials there. I will say this: there is a healthier or safer version of just about anything you can put in your home, without a doubt. But there is no such thing as perfect. This is, we are humans. There are humans building your home. Mistakes get made. Things happen on the job site where things don't get done exactly the way they should be. And so it's a matter of just making sure we recognize, what to look out for so we can fix those down the road. And understand that, unless you have a complete, bottomless pit of money, you're going to drive yourself to the poorhouse or the nut house trying to strive for perfection. You can only do what you can do. And so what I helped people do is put together a plan that makes sense financially, aesthetically, and health-wise, and so that we don't get the builders and the subcontractors walking off the job because they get so frustrated. It's very easy to say, if you're going to build a new healthy home, to recommend all these exotic materials that nobody in your area uses. Well, I can do that all day long, but it's not going to help anybody. Nobody's going to build these homes. I want to help people build a home that is easy to do, just like we build a home, but make better choices on the materials that we choose, and make sure that everybody's on board on the project so that we're not essentially, pissing off all the contractors. Because this, at the end of the day, the job's got to get done. It's got to get done right.
That's awesome. I'm just taking notes. Hold on a second. Andy's drinking water right now. You
You
can't
got
see
it.
him, but I just saw him. He's been chugging his water, which is
You
good.
got it.
The blood of life, I mean, that water stuff,
I
lifeblood.
talk all day, so I literally live on this.
Yeah, it's important. Well, you know, we talked about, I was going to talk about, you know, our project here. One of my goals is, you know, I've got the shell up building this chemical free home, the shop dominium thing. We used rock wool as the insulation,
yes.
which is a toxic free thing. So we'll see that. But I actually have a documentarist that should be here in June, and he's going to be living with me for 2 years filming all of this, because we have
nice.
A couple documentaries I like to put together. One of them is the chemical free home, but we have this chemical free regenerative farm that we're building out now, right? And then I think he just wanted to do one on my whole story and stuff, maybe a little smaller one to start off, because that one's kind of easier. These other ones are big projects, right?
Yeah.
The home one, I mean, I was thinking, I was driving home and I was telling somebody, I'm like, I just want to be a light in this valley. That's what I want to be, because like, it's sad right now. It's spring and the farmers are out there and they're the best people in the world. Hardworking, decent people. They're all around me. I mean, our neighbors are amazing, but they're spraying chemicals that are giving themselves cancer and killing people. And they're putting out products that are not good. It's just the system. It's not their bad people. Just like nurses and doctors. It's not the people. It's the system.
It's the
system's all
exactly.
messed up, right? It's not like the people behind lead were bad, but just the rubber tired floor is not healthy. And just because you get a bunch of credits for it doesn't mean it's good, because somebody said it was.
Well, what I say, it's the unintended consequence of trying to do the right thing. The unintended consequence is that we're actually maybe either causing harm to humans, or at worst, at best, it's not helping, while they're trying to make these homes more energy efficient and eco-friendly. So if we're trying to do the right thing to make a home stand for 200 years instead of having to knock it down and rebuild, I mean, that's a good thing for the environment and for sustainability. But what good is saving the earth if we're still poisoning the occupants? I mean, what are we doing this for? You know, for who? So we have to make sure the homes that we live in, the homes we build, remodel, what have you, we're doing it in a way that is, yes, it's sustainable and it's environmentally friendly, but more importantly, they got to be homes that we can heal in.
Yeah,
you know, it can't
it's
be
the environment. Like, it's the goldfish deal.
Yes,
it's not. You change the water, you change the change your water. If you're a goldfish, change your water. Like, get out of that, jump out of that pond, and get another one if you can. And we're trying to give you the awareness that your pond's probably a little polluted, and you need to get out. You know, hop into another fishbowl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big thing. Like, thinking about doing all this stuff, especially for a home, can be very expensive. Like, but why don't you tell us some success stories? Like, people that have come to you in the last, you know, we got about 15 minutes or so to wrap up. Like, so people can see like what people have done, maybe just some major ones. Like, I like that one about the girl with the cancer. And maybe some newer ones that have happened where maybe just somebody was like, you know, having breathing issues and headaches, and then all of a sudden they figured this out and painted their home with non-toxic paint and sealed up that other crap, and now they're feeling better, stuff like that.
Yeah. So let me give you one of my early customers. This is 1996. And I tell this story about her because this is what really got my juices flowing on this. She lived in one room of her home completely covered in aluminum foil. Floors, walls, ceilings, everything covered in aluminum foil to block the chemical off-gas. And she had severe sensitivities. We were able to connect. I helped her and her husband remodel their home to the point now where, you know, they're living in that home today still, completely healthy, completely safe, because they were able to remodel using healthier materials to make that space tolerable. Again, not perfect, but tolerable. Make it to the point where the house is now becomes that healing environment you need. Now,
she doesn't need aluminum anymore.
Right. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Like walking into Tron or something.
Well, you know, at the time, that was the only thing that people who had extreme sensitivities had at their disposal to block chemical off-gassing. Yeah, and it's a horrible existence to think about. You live in this, you know, this silver room, but that's all she had.
Like a spaceship.
Yeah. And so now fast forward, just last year, I helped a client here locally build a custom home from scratch. She chose every material that went to that house, worked with a local builder who has never built a healthy home before, by the way. So if you think you have to find a builder who knows how to build a healthy home, you don't. You find a builder who's a good quality custom home builder. That good quality custom home builder knows how to take suggestions. You know, they're used to clients that come to them and say, I've got a Pinterest page with 1400 pictures of a kitchen. Can you build this? You know, and a good custom home builder will say, absolutely, we can do it. And they'll figure it out. So I worked with this custom home builder here locally, never built a healthy home before. And this couple now lives in this home, absolutely loves it. And it's a healing environment for them. It's beautiful. And so I'm finding more and more of these success stories of people who thought they never could do it because of their sensitivities, because of just the fear of the unknown was keeping them from starting. And then once they finally got the process going, they were able to move in their home. They were completely blown away at how much safer it is, how much better sleep they get, how they feel every morning waking up. They feel more energized, and that's all because of being in that healthier, healing environment.
Yeah, I have a friend right now who's a nurse, and she's driving quite a ways to go take care of one of her family members, and the house that she's staying in has mold. It has mold all over the place. She said, you walk in, it smells like, you know, you're walking in a supermarket and you walk by like all the detergents and the fertilizers and that kind of, you know, you're just like, oh God, you can smell the chemicals. That's like the house is full of chemicals and it's full of mold.
Yep.
And she's dying like up there. So she just got herself a trailer so she can go up there and help that family member. And not have to be exposed to that so much. She's still going to have to go to the house a little bit, but it's like, and these, no wonder they're sick and they don't feel good.
Right.
Your environment's all messed up. You're poisoning yourself every breath.
Right.
Every time you touch something, it's just destroying you. And it's like, nobody's even, there's no medical professionals talking about this stuff for the most part. There's probably a few now that you've out there helped, you probably helped a few.
There are a number of, more holistic healthcare practitioners. That are starting to talk about this functional
doctors. They should.
Yeah. And
that's good.
They're talking about how mold, bacteria, essentially get into our blood system, get into the brain and cause chronic inflammation. And so every time you come across, even it can be a strong odor. It doesn't even have to be a strong odor of something that's actually dangerous. Strong odors can trigger that inflammation response. And their body is essentially going into fight or flight. And so this is where I would say in the last 4 or 5 years, more of our emphasis is going on the reduction, elimination of mold and bacteria in the home, because of those things, people are becoming sensitive to toxins in the home, chemically sensitive, electromagnetically sensitive. If we get rid of the mold and the bacteria, and it's not only in our homes, but in our food, I mean, obviously you deal with that every day, Tim, trying to educate people about this, the mycotoxins that are found in our food, that are found in mold. If we can eliminate that, our body gets to the point where it can actually start to heal.
Yep. Yep. I'm really excited for you. I want you to get some, I'll get you a little store credit. I want you to get some of our silver product and get on
it.
And I'll put you on, I'm going
to
get you on the phone with Dr. Keith Moeller. It's
going
to blow your freaking mind. And this will be something that you, cause you're helping people build the spaces out, but there's going to be some people that you talk to that can't, whatever, for whatever reason, maybe it's just not the right time. Even yourself. I mean, you were going to build a chemical free home, but then shit happens.
Yep.
You haven't built it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, they can be slugging down the silver and protecting themselves as they're slowly taking baby steps to maybe get to the point where they can build a chemical free home or start at least remodeling at some level or painting the rooms and sealing them in, killing the mold. I got to tell you that, the Colliewell stuff that you turned me on to, we had mold in my parents' home and we were able to just go up in the rafters and paint everything. And, you know, that stuff is, tell them about that. Cause that's a really cool product.
Yeah. So, Colliewell is a coating that you can put on, let's say you have mold growing on wood, right? It happens all the time. Mold is everywhere, outside, inside. It gets harmful when it's actually inside of your living space and it starts to proliferate because it's feeding on the building materials. If you have mold up in the attic on the rafters, you can literally paint Colliewell directly over that. It kills the mold on contact, and then it stays active for a minimum of 5 years. And how does it do it without toxic chemicals? Because most of the products in the market actually have all these horribly toxic synthetic chemicals that are probably just as bad for us as the mold is, or maybe even worse. Calowell does it using calcium hydroxide, lime.
Yeah.
You know,
very base, very, ago, very alkaline, deep.
Was very it, alkaline.
Is it up there? Is it close to 14 or 10?
Yeah,
or is
it's
it
it's pH of between 12 and a half and 13 and a half.
Yeah, very, very, and, very strong.
And so if you remember, those of us, and Tim, you know, you're in a farming area too. Farmers used to lime wash their barns
mm-hmm.
you know, every year, every 2 years. And one of the reasons for doing that was to eliminate mold that grows on the wood around the farm because of all the animals
moisture,
and moisture and so forth. And so what lime does is it essentially creates a surface that is incompatible with mold growth. It kills mold on contact. The Calowell product is unique because it actually stays at that high pH for a minimum of 5 years, and it is actually EPA registered. So it's been officially tested and deemed to be effective for this. So it does this using a ground found mineral. It's not using a synthetic chemical that's releasing microplastics that'll be in our environment for the next million years. This is all ground found minerals to essentially do the job. And so it's a very effective product. We're using this now in new construction, kind of as a, you know, a prophylactic approach, you know, just to make sure. So during the construction process, we'll spray this into all the cavity walls and the inside of the exterior walls, just in case there's any mold spores on the wood. And if there's ever a moisture situation with those mold spores, we're never going to get mold growth in those walls. And so I was talking about this just a few minutes ago, that last 10%, this is where we do the mold protection.
Yeah.
You know, once your drywall is up and you've painted, you really don't have access to go back in there and fix something very easily. So putting the Calowell in the cavity wall gives us peace of mind, knowing that we're not going to have a problem in these walls because we took care of it already.
That's interesting. There's actually, so it's like you said, you had a really interesting term there. I'll rephrase it. I guess it was the condom of alkaline protection.
Exactly. Thank you.
To wrap with the prophylactic comment.
You got it.
Just south of La Grande, Oregon, here where I live, there's a little place called Lime. Mm. And it's a massive lime manufacturer just before you get to Huntington. And that place has been going on. The people in Huntington, most of them work there. And they just mine lime. It goes on the train and out the door it goes. They're pulling lime out all the time for cement and building and stuff like that.
Yep.
I wonder if some of that got into that Calowell product. Well, Andy, thanks for coming on, my friend. Is there any last words that you'd like to share with people in regards to remodeling or building?
Yeah, like I said before, Tim, I think every little bit helps, right? So just do a first step. Don't feel like you have to get the whole project done correctly or don't do it at all. You know, I think a lot of us have that feeling like, well, if I don't do it right, it's not going to help. No, it'll help. Every little bit helps. Understand, though, that in our homes, whether you're in a home, an apartment, whatever, the bedroom's got to be the healthiest room mm-hmm. of the entire space.
Yeah.
We hope to spend 6 to 8 hours a night getting restorative sleep. We can't get that restorative sleep if our bodies are getting inundated with chemicals from the carpeting and the furniture, with electromagnetic fields coming from our cell phones and the TV. Get rid of a lot of that stuff, all that stuff.
The bed off-gassing,
exactly. I mean, if you can only afford to start with one room, start with that room. Make that room the healthiest, because you are forced to breathe that air for 6 to 8 hours a night. You know, the rest of the day, you're around the house, you're outside of the house, you're at work, whatever. Make the bedroom the healthiest room of the house.
Good point, my friend. Good point. So the way I see you is like, I've been on this chemical-free mission now for, you know, 13 years in my own personal life, coming up on my ninth year in business, or eighth year. It was October of 2015. Yeah. That we incorporated, but 13 years in this lifestyle.
Yeah.
And, I've been focusing on the body, right? And you've been focusing on the home, the structure.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I can tell you guys about Andy is, just like, for those of you that know me, I've curated many things from many different people, like where I got the Austin Air System from Andy, and I got the Relax Sauna from Phil, and just all these different devices that have worked so well for me. When you go to thegreendesigncenter.com, there's Andy's got the same thing for building materials. He's already vetted all this shit. Like, you don't have to think about it. You can just get there. I mean, definitely do your homework, but he's going to save you a lot of time because it's like, oh, yep, he was right. He was right. He was right. And if he's not right, he'll admit it. Like, and if you can bring him a better product, he will gladly welcome it. He will be very excited about adding that to his mix. Right. And I just talked to him about a building material before this that I'm very excited to share with him that we're going to be doing here on the farm this summer. We're going to be spray painting this material. It's an eighth of an inch thick. Then it's non-toxic. That's what I was told. And it's going to super insulate the house and the shop and the barn and seal it. I'm going to get all my barns and my trailers. We're doing it all. Like, think about that, dude. You're going to be I could take an enclosed trailer. I have a 20-foot by 8.5-foot enclosed trailer. It's black. I wanted a white one to reflect the sun. And you know what? My sunflower seeds that I had to store in there got baked and they don't sprout now. I have $1,500 worth of seeds that I'm going to have to just pitch. Probably turn into bird feed. Now, if I would have had that thing sprayed with this stuff, it would have never gotten hotter than probably 70 degrees on the inside of that thing. And those seeds might have been able to pull it off, right? It would have been room temperature. Not the ideal for seeds, but a lot better. They would still worked, right? So anyway, I hope to share that with you, my friend. And if you guys are thinking about or know anybody that wants to remodel, repaint a room, you want to build a home, I can't even, you, if you're interested in your health and longevity and not getting sick, you call Andy. I mean, that's what it boils down to. Call Andy. And you can find him at thegreendesigncenter.com. That's thegreendesigncenter.com. You can book a consultation call with him. They have products there you can purchase direct. And we'll put a little code in the description so you guys can get a discount. It's probably going to be Health Hero, but I don't know what it is. I can't remember. It's been 3 years. And we'll go from there. So, Andy, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your expertise and your energy and your wisdom. And it's awesome to even know that you exist in my life. I'm very grateful for you. And for the listeners out there, I want to tell you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you found this message valuable. I hope that you take some information here and maybe listen to this a couple times. Share this episode with other people, especially anybody wanting to build or remodel homes. Even paint a chicken coop, right? Now you know about the Colliewell product, right? Kill mold. In fact, literally up here, there was a chicken coop that my buddy remodeled up here. We call it the coop, and people stay in it from time to time. And when my buddy went in there and we cleaned it all out, there was black mold on the floor. And I said, don't worry, I got some Colliewell left over. I just sealed it all off. I painted off all the mold on the floor around the edges and stuff where it was. And I said, don't worry about it, it's dead now. And I was able to do that with just a leftover can from the house. So you can use it for farm applications, like broaden your horizons. Think about this. Anywhere you have building, because those chickens, if you're eating their eggs or whatever, you know, it's like you don't want mold in the eggs. Well, they're breeding that shit into, and it all goes into the system. So we got to be smart about this as adults and move forward. But thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for continue to make us one of the fastest growing alternative health podcasts in the world. And until next time, change yourself. Change your world, and we'll see you soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Tim James Unleashed. Remember, you can't get where you're going by staying where you are. If the information in the show inspired you today, then you owe it to yourself to take action on it, even if it's a small step, and get the ball rolling in your favor. Your life is up to you. Be sure to tune in next time when we'll be exploring more exciting life-changing strategies. Change yourself, change your world.
The information provided in this show is intended for your general knowledge only and is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice or a substitute for medical advice. If you have or suspect you have a specific medical condition or disease, please consult your health.